It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, new research on the plague, a.k.a. the Black Death, shows it might be more than a menace from the past. It could make an appearance in our future. We'll find out more with Discover Magazine editor Gemma Tarlak.
First, lawmakers and some veterans groups are calling for investigations into conditions and care at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King. The facility has come under scrutiny since a Capital Times investigation found allegations of widespread neglect at the same time as the state transferred millions in surplus funding away from King.
Caitlin Farrell joins us now to talk about how veterans groups are responding to these allegations and how likely an investigation might be. She's a public affairs and investigative reporter for the Capital Times. Caitlin, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Caitlin, you joined us to talk about the story you broke, but briefly recap what you found, what you heard about at this veterans home at King.
Sure. So my story just talked about concerns from former employees there, current employees, residents and family members about quality of care issues and concerns about that, some medical errors in light of excess revenue and surpluses that the home was making and being transferred out of the home and back to the state agency in record numbers. So sort of seeing money leaving the facility as we're seeing care being compromised or not being at the highest level.
In some of your newest reporting on this, you've gotten responses from veterans groups here in Wisconsin responding to some of the issues you brought to light. What kind of things did you hear?
Right. So far we've heard from three veteran service organizations in the state. The American Legion, which is the largest one in the country, put out a release last week. And we've also heard from AMVETS and the Military Order of the Purple Heart. The American Legion, I took a pretty even-handed approach, I would say, and one of the highlights of their release talked about how one veteran complaint is one too many. They voiced support generally for reviews into the conditions of the home and how money was spent. AMVETS took a different approach and disputed much of what my reporting found and sort of thought that much of the criticism and much of the work that I had done was pretty politically motivated. So they were upset about that. And AMVETS, or the Military Order of the Purple Heart, took a similar tone and defended the practice of transferring excess revenue because this is a policy that has been endorsed by both the Doyle administration and the Walker administration. So it's not necessarily a new thing, but because the facility is making so much money, we're just seeing larger transfers than we had in the past.
Right, and the latter two groups that you mentioned disputed the idea that there was subpar care. They're saying they're hearing good things from people there. Is it the case that there might be some isolated instances that people were talking to you about, but in general, these groups are arguing anyway care is pretty good there?
Yeah, I mean, I think what the bulk of my reporting really sought to focus on was conditions of care for the most vulnerable veterans there that are really the sickest and the most elderly. And that was where a lot of the concerns that I heard from employees really came from. So I definitely agree that one's experience at King and their perception of the quality of care there, you know, it's going to be different. And my story quoted several people and volunteers who talked about the good work that volunteers and staff try to do there, and that there, you know, there's good things that happen there too. There's a lot of amenities that are offered, but you know, like I said, many of the people that I talked to still felt there was still widespread agreement over concern for some of the sickest and most elderly veterans that had problems that they felt, you know, maybe couldn't adequately be addressed.
Talking to Caitlin Farrell, reporter for the Capital Times, about the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King. She broke a story last week talking to a lot of people, as she said, family members, residents, staff, volunteers at that center. Caitlin, we've talked about reaction from veterans service organizations in Wisconsin. State lawmakers have been talking about this since your report came out. What kind of things are we hearing?
Right. So the state lawmakers have been talking about this. They have decided the lawmakers who are on the Joint Legislative Audit Committee have scheduled a meeting. They plan to vote to authorize an audit, and they have a meeting scheduled for September 21st, and it will also be broadcast live online as well, so folks can listen in. But I'm told by the co-chairs of that committee that they will likely vote to authorize an audit, a pretty hefty 6 to 9 month look into the facility that will look at some of the concerns about care, the shortages in staffing, and looking at, you know, why the facility is able to bring in so much excess revenue and where that, you know, where that surplus is going and how it's being spent.
Are you getting the sense from lawmakers that they're reacting angrily to the news audit here, or they're more in a sense of, okay, let's do this audit, see what's happening, and then decide if we should be outraged by what's going on?
It's been a mixed bag, really. I mean, I think I've heard the most partisan, if you will, outrage from Democratic lawmakers. You know, Senator Luther Olson has been, you know, that's his district. He's been, you know, the most vocal Republican voice. Outrage. I mean, I think he has definitely been, you know, disappointed and expressed, you know, grave concern. I think other lawmakers haven't been as vocal or public with the outrage, but really everyone is on board, it seems, with having the audit go forward and sort of see what that reveals.
And you mentioned that the audit would include not just the care, but the use of money that's coming from the federal government to King and then being allocated elsewhere for veterans' work here in Wisconsin. Where is that money going? What kind of things is it being used for?
Right. So that in during the Walker administration, that money has been transferred into what's called the Veterans Trust Fund, which is a pot of money that is managed by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. And they spend that money on a variety of other programs and benefits for veterans. So they have their own education grant, and they have a grant program for low income veterans. But they also do pay administrative salaries from that same pot of money as well. They've helped fund a museum in Madison, and also they do cemetery upkeep as well. So that fund has had some structural deficits, some issues over the last few years, and so this excess revenue from these homes really is the only sustaining revenue that this fund has. So, you know, it's sort of a question, I think, in many people's minds, whether this should be a policy the state has, whether, you know, if the revenue that's being brought into the state for very sick veterans, if it's fine that it's spent ostensibly on other veterans for other things that they need. But that's where the money's going. It's going into the Veterans Trust Fund.
And Caitlin, that committee's meeting to decide, you mentioned, on a state-level audit of this. I believe some Democrats have been hoping for a federal audit of the facility at King. Is there any talk of that still?
Right. They've sent a letter. So state Democrats have sent a letter to the federal Department of Veterans Affairs, the secretary. I have not heard any response on that front. Also, Senator Tammy Baldwin has endorsed that as well. And Russ Feingold, who's, you know, running to reclaim his seat in the Senate from Senator Ron Johnson, has also endorsed that. And so I have not heard. I am unaware of a response that they've gotten from the federal VA, but they've sent that letter, and some of our representatives on the federal side. Also, Congressman Ron Kind has also said that he wants a federal investigation. So,
Caitlin, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Yep, thank you.
That's Caitlin Farrell, public affairs and investigative reporter at the Capital Times. She joined us for an update on allegations of neglect at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King.